Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app, then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, live and dangerously local. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, then Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. All right here, Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, and also now on 94.9 FM. So all of that, and of course the Facebook live stream, you can see the show. Hi, how you doing? I know we had some of audio challenges earlier. It's all my fault. I accept full responsibility for all of this. So hopefully they're better now. I have no idea what you're experiencing. How can I? I'm trying to do a show. So we hope we've got it worked out here. All right. Live exclusive interview with perhaps, quite possibly, if there's a God, the West Virginia's next United States Senator, Tom Willis. He is a West Virginia state senator right now, and he is running for the Republican nomination against Shelley Moore Capito, West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, who's got the lowest possible rating from just about every conservative rating organization on earth. She's very good at when it comes to nepotism. She helped her son become the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of West Virginia. Her favorite nephew is now Congressman Riley Moore. You might know him better as Rick Rattler. And, oh, by the way, Tom Willis, I got to ask you this. Why is it that no one is running against Riley Moore, or is anybody running against Riley Moore? Because he's very weak.
It's a good question, Dimitri. I don't know of anyone that's declared against him. He had some quality opposition last time. I think some of them got started a little bit late in the race. Some of them were underfunded. Yeah. I thought maybe one or two of them might challenge him again, but to my knowledge, nobody has. But also, to be honest with you, Dimitri, I've been so focused on my U.S. Senate race against Shelley, I haven't paid a whole lot of attention to it.
All right. So are you going to be supporting Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, regarding everything he does, or are you going to be standing up to him and you think he made a mistake?
Yeah, that's a good question. I certainly support President Trump. I'm absolutely America first. People ask me, you know, they always like to try to put you in a box so they can categorize you mentally. But you know, people have to understand that Tom Willis is, I'm my own man. I'm Tom Willis. I'm not Donald Trump. Do I anticipate that I'll support him most of the time? Absolutely. All of the time? I don't know. I don't know. It's gonna depend on a case by case basis and whether what we're talking about is in the best interest of West Virginia.
All right. Has he done anything?
West Virginia and then America first.
All right. Has he done anything so far that you are opposed to?
I mean, he hasn't endorsed me yet, so that's probably one thing I'm opposed to.
Yeah. Nice. Well played. Well played. Now let's get back to the brass tacks here. Do you support everything that President Donald Trump has done so far, or would you take exception to something?
I'm trying to think of something that I disagree with, and frankly, I'm having a tough time. I mean, look, President Trump, I do honestly believe he literally saved our country and frankly saved Western civilization by winning this last election. And this guy, I mean, just think about the pressure that this guy has shouldered, and he's still so gracious. He still keeps his sense of humor. I mean, he's a true American hero.
Should he fire
best presidents we've ever had, if not the best.
Should he fire Attorney General Pam Bondi?
I mean, look, the president knows he's not afraid to fire people if they're not doing their job. So I'm going to defer to his judgment on that. He's got a lot more inside information than I do on the matter. So I'm not going to question his judgment on that call.
You think she's done everything right so far?
I mean, I think she could be a little bit more aggressive, a little bit tougher on some of the issues. I mean, just think about it. We know we have 4 years under President Trump to undo all of the, you know, socialism, all of the policies from these different agencies when they were moving to weaponize the government against conservatives. We've got 4 years. We've got to completely uproot all of that. So I would like to see her move faster and more aggressively in that regard. But again, you know, I'm not going to question the president's judgment on his team and, you know, how long he keeps her.
All right. Elon Musk had a interesting tweet. According to the, it says a reference here, the number of arrests under Republicans. Russia collusion hoax, zero arrests. January 6th, zero arrests. Mar-a-Lago, zero arrests. Biden auto pen, zero arrests. Jeffrey Epstein clients, zero arrests. Doge findings, zero. COVID, zero. Benghazi, zero. Ukraine impeachment hoax, zero. Funding nationwide protests, zero. 2020 stolen election, zero. Allowing illegals to vote, zero. No arrests. You still aren't ready to stand up against Pam Bondi?
Well, like I said, I would like her to be more aggressive and more forceful. It does seem like there's a double standard in the legal system where conservatives, their feet are held to the fire more, and liberals, you know, they're sort of this all shucks, you know, they're just being their annoying selves. So I do think that we need to hold everybody accountable to justice, and I would like to see her, you know, be more aggressive in that regard. But again, you know, that's the president's prerogative, and it's not my position to, you know, to question or override his judgment in that regard. But yes, I think she should be more aggressive.
All right. The United States Senate advise and consent. If you're a United States senator, would you advise President Trump to not invade Greenland?
I would advise him not to invade Greenland. I think that
what's going on there with this? What the hell is he doing with Greenland? What is going on here with Greenland? Denmark owns Greenland. What is? I don't understand this. And he's threatening action and all. My head's ready to explode. What is he doing here with Greenland?
Well, one thing to remember with our president, Dmitry, he's always anchoring his negotiation, right? So. I believe that the talk about military intervention in Greenland is a negotiation anchoring tactic. But look, I don't fully understand what's going on. I know that Greenland is rich in rare earth minerals, right? And so we have a vested interest in making sure that does not fall into the hands of China or Russia or, you know, another, you know, nefarious third party power. And frankly, Greenland, you know, doesn't have the capability to defend it like we do. But I would love to see Greenland become a U.S. territory. I mean, for the rare earth minerals, for the resource wealth, for the, you know, geostrategic positioning, you know, on the global stage. But I would like to see it as a territory. But it's got to be a win-win. It needs to be a negotiated deal. It needs to be a diplomatic deal. And I think the talk about military intervention is just posturing. I think what's really going on here, Dmitry, is, you know, our president is thinking about history. How's his name going to go down in the annals of history? And we know that Polk was one of his heroes. And so he's looking at, I think, in my humble opinion, territorial expansion as part of his legacy.
All right. So Hancock County, northernmost point of the northern panhandle, has had all sorts of problems with the school district, utter gross, complete mismanagement. They're not going to be able to meet payroll. Pat McGeehan is going to be introducing legislation in the House of Delegates. Are you familiar with what's going on here with the mess that is the Hancock County School District?
I'm aware of it, Dmitry. I don't know all the details. I'll admit, I am aware that it sounds like they're not going to be able to meet their obligations, and they're looking for a bailout from the state, but that's about the extent of my knowledge.
All right. What are you going to do about it?
Well, I'll take a look at the legislation that McGeehan's getting ready to pass, but this sort of falls into, you know, my view on, let's just extrapolate it outside of West Virginia to the country, right? So you have a state like California or a city like New York City, and if they're running their affairs in an irresponsible manner, you know, I think people in general need to feel the consequences of their bad decisions. So if there is a bailout, it almost needs to be like a bankruptcy type situation where the court takes over and the leadership is removed, and you've got, you know, some responsible adults in the room that are making responsible adult decisions that are fiscally responsible.
So you got to fire. Would you fire the superintendent and the entire school board for their utter gross, stupid incompetence?
Well, again, I have to be honest, Dmitry. I don't know all the facts of what they've done or haven't done. I just know that there's a major problem, and there's a shortfall in funding. So I'm going to have to dig into it more as we look at this bill down here. But I do believe that folks should be held accountable, especially public servants, because it's a stewardship, right? And if you're not, if you don't look at public service as a stewardship, where you serve the public, the best interests of the public, then you've got no business being here.
All right. Speaking of stewardship, what is happening with Forum Energy? The amount of money that they got from West Virginia taxpayers between that and the land, close to $800,000 or so. Are they still in business? Are you keeping an eye on them? Where are we in terms of them creating jobs for West Virginians? Anything at all?
So information on Forum Energy has been difficult to get a hold of. They haven't been releasing a lot of information. You know, if you think about this, I believe the amount that we paid per promised job, West Virginia ponied up over $400,000 per job. I said, you know, when I defeated the lieutenant governor in my last race, I said, you know, we would have been a lot better off if we just stroked a check to the West Virginia people for that amount. Rather than try this, you know, this technology never been proven. There's no proof of concept, and we made this incredible large investment, and that's why I'm opposed to Green New Deal, Dimitri, because if you have
you voted against that subsidy for Forum Energy, right?
Well, I wasn't in the legislature then, but I would have voted against it, I'm sure.
All right, so why can't we get the facts then from Forum Energy? You're saying that it's difficult to get this information. My God, that should be a no-brainer because they owe us so much money. Why aren't we aggressively pursuing this information to find out what kind of a, you know, nightmarish white elephant this thing is? Why aren't we more aggressive with these multi-billionaires who took money from these poor West Virginia taxpayers?
Well, this is why this coming session, we have some proponents in the legislature that they like deals. Like the Forum Energy deal, where you negotiate these one-off deals and you give them a sweetheart deal to try to incentivize them to come into the state. I prefer, Dimitri, to see an even playing field for everyone, where we create the legal framework that it's business friendly, but we're not picking winners and losers, and we're not playing roulette with taxpayer dollars on whether a business survives or fails. It's about regulatory framework for me, low taxes, low regulations, predictable legal framework. That's how you create a prosperous business environment.
How aggressive is Tom Willis going to be to get this information, drag it out of Forum Energy?
Well, that's a good question, Dimitri. I'm not sure who the oversight agency is on that. I think it would be economic development. So we'll reach out to them and ask and see if we can get a status update from the Commerce Department and their Economic Development Committee. I have not heard an update recently. I'm not on the Economic Development Committee, and so I'll talk to some of my peers that are, and we'll get you more information on that.
All right. We'd love to have you back on to talk about what exactly is going to be done with the Hancock County School District, as well as Forum Energy, and, of course, all the water problems and Weirton as well. What a mess Hancock County is. Tom Willis, we appreciate your time. State Senator, West Virginia, going to be hopefully the next United States Senator, replacing Shelley Moore Capito, West Virginia's wrinkled rhino. I always give my guest the last word to speak directly to our listeners here in the Upper Ohio Valley. Effectively hand you my microphone. You've got about a minute or so to say pretty much anything you want, repeat key points, bring up new points, tell people how to get in touch with you, how to donate, how to volunteer, anything you want. So Tom Willis, State Senator Tom Willis, my microphone is yours.
Well, thank you, Dimitri. It's always a pleasure to come on your show. Listen, we talked about why we need a change in the U.S. Senate, and we can't trust Shelley Moore Capito with our Second Amendment rights, and we can't trust her with protecting life. We can't trust her with protecting our West Virginia values, or frankly, making wise decisions like not bringing 70,000 Afghan refugees into the country that are going to kill West Virginians later. Tom Willis, what do I stand for? I'm going to protect your Second Amendment rights. I'm going to protect our religious freedoms. I'm going to protect life. I stand for limited government, low taxes, low regulations, personal accountability, you know, free enterprise, and promoting the middle class and a secure border. So I'm asking for everyone's support. Actually, I will be in Hancock County on the campaign trail. I'll be there this Saturday. Happy to meet with folks if they want to reach out. You can find out more about me or partner with me. We're asking for folks to partner financially or as volunteers at TomWillis.com. You can sign up there. There's a volunteer sign up. There's a donate page, TomWillis.com, to learn more about me. And I'm asking for everyone's vote in May of this year.
State Senator Tom Willis, thank you so very much for joining us. We'll get you back on the air here again real soon with all of these answers. Keep up the good work, and hope you have a great day. Take care, sir. Thank you again.
Thank you, Dimitri.
Could very well be your next United States Senator. Let's certainly hope so. Big Willie next.